People line Tamiami Trail in a single line, waving signs and discussing future plans for Sarasota's contribution to the Occupy movement. Lori Ferrari, one of Occupy Sarasota's founders and facilitators, says the group's current focus is to spread awareness and encourage involvement from the Sarasota community.
We're looking to break the stigma of people being afraid to come out and meet their neighbors and friends and other 99%ers on the street. We're trying to make it more fun and not just standing on the street corner. We're trying to get more people involved in these committees so that we can utilize all of their ideas and all of their assets and human resources and intellectual resources to grow this movement.
To ensure the group remains focused and productive, the consensus of Occupy Sarasota is to remain apolitical, focusing on the issues rather than the politics or platforms of specific parties.
We are saying that we are apolitical. We are not bipartisan. We are not nonpartisan. We are not partisan. We are non-political. So that has helped us with dialogue because now we can focus on issues and not the people and the representatives of the issues.
Rebecca Keenan, a student at New College, has been to Occupy Wall Street in New York and attended this rally to participate locally in what she views as a global movement. Her views echo many of the protesters present, a general dissatisfaction with the financial bailouts after the crash and a growing income disparity.
There's obviously a feeling of grievance among and anger among all Americans who are participating in Occupy Wall Street.
Why?
Because I think people are upset about how things ended up post the 2008 financial crisis. I think that hearing about like eight-figure bonuses going to these people working on Wall Street.
Gene Wacus, a disabled veteran of the Vietnam War, has been to each of the rallies and plans to attend upcoming ones with the hopes of keeping the focus on fixing this country.
I was here last week. I'll be here next week. I'll be here until somebody wakes up and smells the coffee.
Occupy Sarasota will hold their next demonstration this Saturday at Island Park, and they hope to hold committee meetings throughout the week. More information can be found on their Facebook page, Occupy Sarasota. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.